It's 8:45. Live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you so much for joining us today. The Vesper Concert Series is in its current run, and this Sunday, the 18th, at the First Presbyterian Church at 114th and Pacific, 3 o'clock, open to the public, doesn't cost you a cent. Trio Fortutio is going to be there, and I have two of the three members of that trio with me right now, Christine Erlander-Beard, who is the flute-slash-piccolo artist, and Rodrigo Alcuate plays the cello. Happens to be from Brazil, and he's joining us today. I want to welcome both of you here.
Thank you.
Good morning, Christine. Let's start with you, please. The concert is titled "The Human Factor," and it's to speak of themes of environmental issues and social justice. How does one do that as a trio?
Yes, so the piece that is anchoring the entire program is a relatively new commission by Amanda Harburg called Court Dances, and it was composed in response to the terrorist bombings in Paris a couple years ago. I was part of this commissioning consortium, and her direction was to just compose a piece that speaks out against terrorism and hate and all of the difficulty and ugliness that's going on in the world. And she chose to write a piece that was about tennis because that's one of her favorite pastimes. So that was really the catalyst for the entire program. And the other pieces were chosen loosely to fit around issues having to do with social justice and environmental issues.
Who was a part of that? I mean, there had to be some debate. I'm sure it wasn't entirely a smooth process in choosing these pieces in order to put together a program of this ilk.
Actually, I think I chose the majority of the program. Everything has flute involved in it, and I just looked at the repertoire that was available for flute, cello, and piano, and I've always wanted to play The Voice of the Whale by George Crumb, and these my friends here were very much on board in taking on that big project. So it was a collaboration in terms of the conversation, but I had a pretty strong idea about the pieces that I wanted to do. I tend to focus on more contemporary music, and I'm very happy that they were on board to take this journey with me.
Sure. Now, you have met Rodrigo and Caterina Domenici, is the she plays the piano in your trio, and you met them down in South America when you were performing down there.
Correct.
And so take us through the idea of now we're going to become a trio and let's do something in Omaha.
Well, I've been very fortunate through my career to meet really wonderful musicians, and not just wonderful musicians, but wonderful people. And when you meet those people, you want to collaborate with them and try to do things together as much as possible. So I've been down to Brazil several times now and had the opportunity to perform with Rodrigo and Caterina, and also with Rodrigo's orchestra as a soloist. So I wanted to bring them back here and share them with the Omaha community, as well as with my students. They've been working with students at the university this week. And, you know, as I said, just getting them here and trying to work with people that I love as much as possible.
Sure. Rodrigo, if I can pull you in here, I want to talk about the piece regarding The Voice of the Whale and you playing the cello. What is that like for you to I can very much hear the cello as imitating or replicating some of the sounds that we've heard of the whale. What was that like emotionally to play that?
Oh, I'm so glad to be here, because I'm playing with my friends. So this is one of the big reasons we met again together. We became like brothers, yeah? You know? So the piece, Vox Balenius, have a very good, interesting effects that imitates the voice of the whale inside the water, like some. And I do this in the cello. This is very, for me, what's the first time I'm making this kind of effects.
Sure, make
and
that also, kind of sound,
yeah,
a very
sound,
different
yeah,
sound
yeah,
for
sound,
you.
That makes that, yeah. And as have another sounds, imitates every other's
sure.
Effects, yeah. And it is very interesting also because I play, usually I turn the cello the four strings, I have the one tune, normal tune, and for this piece, I tune the strings differently.
Oh, so you've tuned the strings to a different key for this particular piece.
A, D, G, C. Yeah.
Okay.
So I have A, D, G sharp, and F sharp. I go down.
Okay.
F tone.
Sure.
And C and B, C to B. Yeah. So I go down half tone.
This
is very interesting also.
It is very interesting. That's Rodrigo Alcuate. He's the cello player in Trio Fortuitio. Christine, thank you so much for bringing him here and for showing up here as well. Sunday the 18th at the First Presbyterian Church at 114th and Pacific, 3 p.m., open to the public. It is free. If you require some information, vesperconcerts.org.